Joining me in the studio here for our community wellness talk today is Carrie Johnson and Emily McMahon.
Oh, good job.
Did I get it right?
You got it right.
Oh, I almost blew it. I was just about ready to blow it, but I got it right. I don't know what happened there. Now, Carrie is the Search Community Wellness Coordinator, and Emily is a public health nurse with Search or with
State of Alaska.
State of Alaska.
Yep,
that's
Sectional
great.
Public
when
health
I heard
nursing.
That public health, that's great. I wasn't aware of that. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, today we're going to talk about kind of a partnership that we created. It actually started with Adam McMahon. He brought us all together. And it's myself with Search, Emily with the State of Alaska. And then we also have Shauna Hotch with Chilkat Indian Village, and Jake Bell with Chilkat Indian Association. So we have all come together and tried to work on this campaign. It's called Love Your Lungs Campaign, Chilkat Valley Love Your Lungs Campaign. And Emily's going to talk about the five ways to love your lungs and what that campaign is focusing on.
All right.
Yeah, so we've all gotten together to promote lung health. American Lung Association has this Lung Love campaign. Their goal is to educate all Americans on the importance of lung health and what they can do to keep lungs healthy. And so one thing that's kind of catchy with that is this five ways to love your lungs. So stop smoking and vaping. If eligible, get screened for lung cancer. Staying up to date on recommended respiratory vaccines. Exercising to maintain healthy lung function, and doing your part to improve air quality. So we are working together to provide education for the Chilkat Valley, and also we're working on some different events centered around those five ways to love your lungs.
Run that by again. What were those five again? I got three of them written down here.
Okay.
I'm sure I'm not the only one out there.
All right. So we have, stop smoking and vaping. So education around that. If you're eligible, and this would be a conversation with your provider, get screened for lung cancer. Staying up to date on your recommended respiratory vaccines, especially, looking into fall. Exercising to maintain healthy lung function. And we actually had sort of our kickoff event March 30th. We had the Bunny Hop 5K, 2K community walk run event. So that was really fun. We had educational information, lots of fun swag, and then just kids, adults, everybody came out to the school that morning to walk, run, hop, and exercise a little bit.
Yeah, run. Walk, run, jump, swim, try to hold it down. That's what that's what Delbert McClinton would say.
Yeah. And Carrie found some really great bunny ears.
So. Yes. It was a hit. Okay. And, so we all kind of have our different specialties within those five ways. And with community wellness, mine is really about the vaping, education, smoking cessation, and the exercise is where my role kind of comes in. So that's where the bunny hop started. And so also my goal is to really help provide education to parents and people, individuals who are looking to stop smoking and stop vaping, because we know it's a big issue. We were just talking about the statistics. It's like 26% of Alaskan teens smoke or vape. And I think 8% smoke cigarettes. And, vaping is a big concern and a big worry for a lot of us. So is one of those things that we really want to work on education wise. And then, Jake, Bell and Shauna, they both have great projects related to air quality. And so I'm really excited to hear some of their information. And I know Jake has a lot of, I'm trying to think of what the
purple air, indoor and outdoor air quality sensors.
They're putting out throughout town and doing some indoor assessments. So that's going to come on a little bit early in the summer, I would say. We're going to provide some education with that aspect.
So Please finish.
Oh, no. And then Emily has her specialties and backgrounds, too, with public health. So
there's an object you can have that will assess your air quality.
Correct.
A monitor, a meter of some sort.
There are. Yeah. And Jake has been, so CIA has been working on getting some of those around town. And actually, if you go to the website airnow.gov, I believe, you can get on a map and you can see Haines and you can see where there are a few different air quality sensors around town. So I find that really helpful. You know, for example, last summer, you know, we didn't really have local wildfires, but we did have air quality impacts with smoke from Canadian wildfires.
Yeah.
And so particularly if you're at risk, like, for example, if you have a chronic lung condition such as asthma or COPD, or if you just know you're more sensitive to air quality, you can get on that map and take a look and say, hey, you know, what is the air quality today? Maybe, you know, maybe today's not the day to get outside, or just being more careful.
Mm-hmm. You know, thinking about that careful part, I think that as a person who makes things, and I have this fabulous tool, it's called a Makita grinder. Man, I can make some dust with that thing happen fast, mm-hmm. and it's just going everywhere. Air quality is often a very local thing. It's right there in front of you, and we learned through COVID-19 that a simple respiratory dust mask really changes the risk factors. So anytime that we're working with power tools and generating a lot of fine particulate, some of which is fairly toxic, having some kind of a dust mask is really valuable. Even if it's a little old, you know, mm-hmm. you could rinse it out and use it again. It's better than what you're going to be respiring without one.
Definitely. Adam had both Fenn and I painting our boat yesterday. And it smelled awful. And I went and I found some of our masks from COVID-19. And it definitely helped.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. And I think that's our focus, is really just to provide education and some community events on just how to protect your lungs and stay healthy and kind of those right steps. And I think that sometimes we forget about those. You know, you talk about that. My husband does a lot of maintenance work, and I was like, you better make sure that you're wearing your mask. And it's noticeable when you don't.
So. Well, that's right. I mean, mm-hmm. you come home with it, you kind of, and you know, what are the long-term consequences of that? We're not really dealing with that. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're hacking and coughing and not thinking much about it, but there are.
Yes.
Yeah, there are long-term consequences of that.
So, we're trying to kind of plan out our summer. I think this will last a few more months and just provide some, hopefully, like some lectures and education sessions throughout the summer. So just be on the lookout for those, bringing in experts, have some of us talk, but also bringing in the people that you're going to see, your providers and anyone else that we think is going to be important for that. We don't really have exact event dates right now. We had our bunny hop, which was a big success, and now we're trying to plan our next ones.
So if somebody wants to perhaps tag along or dovetail their organization with something that you're doing, would you accept offers and thinking about the summer to come, or do you think you've got a pretty good map so far for the summer?
I mean, I think we are open to ideas, and we want to just be able to support the community and provide education. I mean, that's our ultimate goal.
Right, and just hearing what the community wants, what the community needs. And so if there are any questions or ideas or, you know, other collaborations, we would love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about how we get in touch with y'all. Okay, Carrie, we have a phone for you here.
Yes, my office phone number is 766-6303.
Okay.
You can definitely call
me. And Emily McMahon.
Okay. And the best way to get in touch with me is emily.mcmahon@alaska.gov.
Okay. MC or MAC?
It's MCMAHAN.
It
is not pronounced how it's spelled.
Oh, man. You married a guy who really caused a lot of trouble.
My maiden name is Davidson, and that, you know, it comes higher up in the alphabet. It's, you know, really easy to spell.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm speaking with Carrie Johnson. She is the Search Community Wellness Coordinator, and Emily McMahon. She's our public health nurse. And The public health department, you know, we had a, are we operating out of the Gateway building? What's going on? Is there a...
So that's a great question. Mm-hmm. So I am, yes, so I am I'm actually the emergency preparedness nurse with the State of Alaska Section of Public Health Nursing. And so my job is works in Haines, but also is a more regional job. I actually do emergency preparedness throughout all of Southeast Alaska. So for example, I don't necessarily hold like regular clinics in the Gateway building. Oftentimes we'll have a public health nurse from Juneau come. And there's just, you know, with COVID-19 and the effects with that, with travel, there was a gap. And then just with changes in staffing, at times there are different gaps. But Elaine Hickey, who is who many of you in town have worked with, she is the nurse lead at the public health clinic in Juneau. Elaine comes and we'll pair up together. For example, we recently did hearing and vision screenings at the school and up in Clockwan. And last fall, actually, Elaine and I and Carrie and a bunch of folks did a back-to-school health fair. So we have a lot of exciting future ideas.
So there's not an office, a clinic office here.
Well,
is that correct?
The Gateway building still has that Section of Public Health Nursing office and clinic there. So when people travel, they'll be based out of that building still.
All righty. Sounds really good. Well, Carrie, you've been in this position with search for 3-4 months?
Well, it's actually been a little over a year now.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
And yeah, my job is regional too.
Regional, that's right.
And we do a lot of jobs regarding health education. Our department, Community Wellness Department, covers a lot of things within the Southeast. We have WIC underneath us, the Wise Women Program. Mm-hmm. And we also have our dietitians and diabetes education. And my role is, I was just telling Emily this, I kind of help manage a lot of different grants related to health education. So obviously tobacco and vaping is a big topic for myself, but also we work on obesity prevention, diabetes prevention, food security. I work a lot with community gardens and cooking demonstrations and things like that. So a wide range of activities, and we're going to be having more activities here come up here this summer in Haines, which I'm excited about, some cooking and food security types of things. So,
Here talking about how we can love our lungs, and the Love Your Lungs campaign is a collaboration between the Search Community Wellness Program, also the Alaska Public Health Nurse Program, the CIA with Jake Bell, and the Chilkat Indian Village with Shauna Hodge. That's a pretty intense statistic that 26% of Alaska teens are smoking or vaping.
Mm-hmm.
That's a concern of considerable magnitude. You know, we think somehow that we think of, I kind of grew up with the smoker, my papa. And we think that that's sort of a passe thing. Well, it's not. It turns out there's a new way that it gets to kids.
And we do see the decrease in cigarette smoking in adults. I mean, we have seen that slowly decline, but it's still an issue. But we've seen the teen use dramatically increase. Mm-hmm. Mm. So,
well, if we can, let's look at those five ways that we can love our lungs here. No vaping, smoking, get a lung cancer screening, increase the quality of air.
Correct.
And of course, we can monitor that in our homes, but we can also just simply put a respirator or dust mask on whenever we're around something that's generating a lot of fine particulate. We can also update our respiratory vaccines. Now, what are those respiratory vaccines?
You have your routine childhood vaccinations, but then in addition to that, you know, it depends a little bit on the CDC recommendations. But for example, it's recommended that every year, usually in the fall, you get an up-to-date influenza vaccine. We've all been on the COVID-19 journey with different recommendations that COVID-19 is not quite as seasonal as flu, you know, where our flu rates do tend to really spike during the winter months. And so talking to your provider about the best timing for the COVID-19 vaccine, you know, based on your own risk factors is also really important. There is a new RSV vaccine mm-hmm. for folks that are at risk. And so, again, talking with your provider, this past year was the first year for that. And so, yeah, I would just recommend definitely checking in with your provider, seeing where you are with, you know, your timing on things and just staying up to date to protect your health. And so you can have, you know, hopefully a happy and relaxed winter months.
Right, right. And I guess I jumped the gun there. There's one more, and that's exercise. And I like mm-hmm. to walk, run, jump, swim, do whatever.
Or
and
hop.
Hop. Okay. Hopping. That's one I haven't been doing much of lately. But the exercise factor in all of our health, irrespective of diet, which obviously is very important as well, it has an amazing complicated role in our overall health. And of course, it's also kind of a chronic deficit situation mm-hmm. where we've created work environments, I think, that are more sedentary, pastimes that are more sedentary, and in some ways kind of addictive. That makes it a pretty big challenge for people to kind of shift that paradigm and get back out and start moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. It's been a pleasure to be here with you folks. I've had Carrie Johnson, the Search Community Wellness Coordinator, and Emily McMahon, public health nurse with the state of Alaska. And our conversation has been on loving your lungs. Thanks so much. If you'd like to contact Carrie Johnson, you can call 907-766-6303. And Emily McMahon can be reached at emily.mcmahon@alaska.gov. Thanks for being here with me.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.